Previously on Algoa FM.
Well, Algoa Country, it's time for Mythbusters. And tonight, we're stepping into the world of South African property, right? A space that is filled with plenty of questions. And I mean, even more myths too. You've probably heard things like, it's no longer wise to invest in South African property. Or what about this one, you know? The economy is too unstable, so property is not safe to invest in. But how much of this is actually true? And if it is, we need the record to be set straight. So tonight we're joined by Buy the Block. It's a bold, disruptive real estate agency that's changing the way that we as South Africans think and look at property. So the MD, the managing director of Buy the Property, joins us tonight. Welcome to Algoa Country, Mahlatsi Motau. Hello, Mahlatsi.
Hi, how are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm fantastic. Thanks for having me.
Of course. Mahlatsi, they're telling us that it's no longer wise to invest in South African property. Is this true?
So, I'll be honest with you. I'd call it more of a myth, right? So, it's not true. And I'll just kind of elaborate on that. So, South Africa still kind of presents excellent investment opportunities. But for one, if we look at it, like interest rates have recently come down to about 10.5%, right? So it does make financing just a bit more affordable for the potential buyers and investors. But more than anything, I think beyond the interest rates, the real story for me comes down to what I'd call a cost-to-value ratio.
Yeah.
So what that means in essence is that I think, you know, some areas do outperform others, don't get me wrong. And the reason why I say this is because I think buyers nowadays are just shifting their focus a bit. So instead of looking into certain, like, prime suburbs, I think a lot of them now, and this is just based off, like, clients that I've had, we are looking into, like, surrounding areas that kind of offer them the same, in terms of, like, the same house, space, amenities, at more or less, I'd say less or a fraction of what they pay within that prime location that they've always wanted. So, but also at the same time, not necessarily compromising on lifestyle. So this trend is more than anything. I think it's unlocking value in new suburbs, new areas, and creating fresh hotspots, and just proving that it's still very much wise to invest if you buy strategically. And I think more importantly is I think with buyers nowadays, they need to do a little bit more of their due diligence.
Yeah.
So that whenever they purchase a property, right, it's something that they can be happy with, and then that they, as I said, the cost-value ratio makes sense. So they're getting value for what they pay on a house.
Sure. And I'm glad that you're mentioning value, right? Because another myth that comes up is that property doesn't necessarily hold long-term value anymore. I think people maybe say this referring to, you know, South African property. I'm not sure, but this is one of the myths that also came up. Is it true that property doesn't hold long-term value anymore?
Yeah, so I'm also going to rule it as untrue. So property altogether, it's always been a bit of a long-term game, right?
Yeah.
And that hasn't necessarily changed. So, you know, I do understand that, you know, the market does go through, like, its own cycles. Like, not every single period is the best, but the overall trend over time, it's always been about steady appreciation.
Yeah.
So, and as I said a bit earlier on, not every single year you can necessarily see your property going up in value. That's not true. But as I said, it's a long-term game. So over a period of time, you will see some increase. So what makes property a bit unique is that it offers two benefits, right? So it's the capital growth that can come over, you know, a period of time, and the value of your property will increase. But also it can yield, depending if you're an investor, for example, it could yield like rental income that generates returns along the way. But, you know, even during like tough economic periods, property, you know, it does stabilize and recover. Unlike the other asset classes, stocks and all of those, but, you know, those tend to be a little bit more volatile. And I think this is why most households and investors You know, property continues to be like one of the most reliable ways to kind of build and preserve wealth over a long period of time. So it's more of a waiting game, unless it's like you were lucky enough to find a unicorn of a property that, you know, people are looking within that certain area. You got it at a great price and you could, you know, generate income early on if you were to sell it. But
wow,
for the general South African, it's a long-term, it's a long-term game, apologies. So that's just how I see it.
It's a long-term game. I'll go a country if you just joined. We are chatting to the MD of Buy the Block, which is a bold real estate agency that's changing the way the South Africans think about property. And Mahlatsi, I think you've kind of gone into this final myth that we have here because you're basically saying that property is a safe investment because people are saying that, you know what, our economy is way too unstable for property to even be, you know, something to invest in. So you're saying this is now untrue.
Okay, so, it's untrue, but I think one thing, you know, mentioned, it's, I think for me, it's also a bit of a thing that's always area dependent. So, you know, while South Africa does, like, face economic challenges, you know, property overall has kind of, like, proven time and time and again to be one of the most, I think, resilient asset classes. So, unlike other volatile investments a person can make, real estate does offer stability through, you know, both income and I just want to say potential long-term growth, because the reason why I'm saying potential long-term growth is not every single property will yield good returns, right? You know, as I said, some areas do better than others.
Yeah.
Some people break even after even a number of years. Or some, you know, they just take a knock on the property that they bought, like they bought. But I think during like downturns, right, at the end of the day, people need housing. And also, there's always a real demand, which does remain strong. So especially, I think, in more of the affordable to middle income segment. And on top of that, property does kind of serve as a hedge against inflation. So it all kind of remains stagnant, but there will be growth nonetheless. And also we've seen that because, you know, rental prices tend to rise as living costs increase. So we're also seeing, like, I think a bit more confidence also, I think, from investors. I mean, we've seen a lot more mixed-use developments coming up, so like different parts of South Africa. And it kind of just gives me a bit of a clear signal that despite, you know, the broader instability that we have, it still remains a bit more of a safe and attractive investment. Because, you know, even like earlier on today, as I was driving, you know, I saw mixed-use developments that were actually being built, which were near factories, and I think it's called Stadio, which is also a higher learning place.
Oh, yeah.
Just to kind of show you that, you know what, at the end of the day, irrespective of the downturn, it will always be one of the best investments a person can make.
Sure. Mahlatsi Mudau, the MD of Buy the Block. Listen, you've given us so much insight. And I think it just poses even more questions that if we had more time, we kind of delve into them. So I want to know, where can we keep up with Buy the Block?
So you can actually find us on Instagram at Buy the Block. And also you can access our webpage at www.buytheblock.co.za. So Buy the Block, all one word. And then just, we can communicate from there with anyone that has any sort of questions. So specifically via Instagram DM, they can reach us there and then we will be more than happy to assist them.
All right, there we go. I'll go country. You heard it here first. It's Buy the Block. By the way, it's B-U-I, the block as well. Thank you so much, Mahlatsi, for joining us.
Thanks very much, Kia, for having me.
Your digital library experience. Podcasts from algoafm.co.za.